a third in our series of Shiurim, exploring mitzvah and meaning. A third in our series of Shiurim, exploring the hashkafa behind the halacha. And specifically with the lens of the Sefer HaChinuch, looking at Tamei HaMitzvah as Sharashi HaMitzvah. Looking not only as the philosophy of the halacha, to use Rav Salvechik's term, but looking practically at the ways in which mitzvahs might shape us. What are some of the ways in which any given mitzvah shapes us? And this is the third in our series of Shiurim, and it's going to be the third in which we focus on a Shabbos-connected din. 2 weeks ago, we had the chance to open this Parshas Yisro with the Zohar Sama Shabbos Lakacha, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Last week, we looked at in Parshas Mishpatim, at the mitzvah of Shemitah, a different sort of Shabbos. We saw the Sefer Chinuch sort of expanded the Shabbos-Shemitah connection. I want to take a look at a mitzvah that has a dual connection to Shabbos. It's connected to Shabbos, and it's also connected to our Shabbos. But this is all by way of introduction. Sefer Chinuch, we can look at other angles in the mitzvah. Parshas Truma, obviously the primary mitzvah, the overwhelming mitzvah, that's pride of place in our parsha, is the entire parsha. And that's not the mitzvah we're going to look at. Almost the entire parsha, according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, invariably follows the Rambam's lead in how to count mitzvahs. The Rambam understands that essentially all of Parshas Truma is a mitzvah of Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. There's a single mitzvah, writes the Rambam, and that is creating a mikdash, creating a bayis l'Hashem, and then everything else are the details. And all the how you make the walls, and how you make the heichal, and how you make the chatzar, and how you make the various kalim, those are all the details, all the steps in the process of producing a furnished home, so to speak, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The walls and the furniture, the mechitzas and the kalim. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch follows him in that, sees a mitzvah of asiyas beis hamikdash, asiyas beis habechira, that is, that it's kolo, practically all of Parshas Truma. And that's mitzvah tzadi hei, in the count of the Sefer HaChinuch. But I want to take a look at a fascinating detail, which the Sefer HaChinuch sees as a separate mitzvah, although it is in Parshas Truma. Here we are, mitzvah tzadi zayin, mitzvah 97. As always, feel free to look in your own physical sefer if you have access. Feel free to follow along on the screen, or feel free if you prefer to just listen along. This is a weekly mitzvah of sidur lechem hapanim ulevonam. In the course of describing the various kalim that fill the Mishkan, when the Torah speaks in this week's parsha of constructing a shulchan, constructing the table that stood within the Ohel Moed and later would stand within the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, the Psukim describe not only how to make it, but also what it's going to be used for. Let's take a look. Mitzvah Sidur Lechem Haponim Ulevona, the mitzvah of setting up, of stacking the Lechem Haponim and the Levona spice, frankincense, I believe is the usual translation. L'hasim b'veis hamikdash lefnei Hashem lechem tamid. To place in Beis HaMikdash an ongoing presence of bread. Bread in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemer v'nasata l'ashulchon lechem panim l'fonai tamid. The Torah describes making the shulchan. The Torah describes once you have the shulchan and Mishkan is operational, you're going to have ongoing presence of lechem haponim on the shulchan. This mitzvah was, as I mentioned before, it does have a dual Shabbos connection. This mitzvah was, in the days of Beis HaMikdash, a mitzvah daraisa every Shabbos, or in the active part. You would have the bread, you would have the lechem haponim on the shulchan throughout the week, but it would be there for a week at a time. Every Friday they would bake lechem haponim, 12 loaves. The next day, they would take that lechem and put it on the shulchan, remove last week's lechem, and last week's lechem haponim we divided among the two mishmaros of Kohanim. The Kohanim were divided into 24 groups, 24 mishmaros. They were in a weekly rotation, and Shabbos was the last day of the outgoing mishmar, and the incoming mishmar was already there, And the outgoing and incoming shifts, the outgoing and incoming mishmaros would split that the lechem apanim of that Shabbos. So that's a mitzvah daraisa. And it is the original Shabbos bread. And the Zohar is quoted as indicating that our Shabbos bread, our challahs on Shabbos, are meant in part, in addition to the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, and the Lechem Mishnah aspect of Suda Shabbos, there's an added layer to the meaningfulness of the challah on Shabbos, and that is that it's a Zecher LeMikdash. It's meant our Shabbos challah on our own table in our homes, our own Shulchan, our dining room Shulchan, is meant to be a Zecher LeMikdash to the original Shabbos Dikah bread, to the Lechem Panim that will be on the Shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos and consumed by the Kohanim on Shabbos. Now, Shechter points out that the two most common shapes for the challah, for Shabbos challah, are either, when you braid it, typically you end up with like a canoe shape, like this, and the other predominant shape is a rectangle. And those are two of the approaches in Menachos to how the Lechem HaPanim was shaped. Was it a rectangular shape, or was it shaped like a boat? And Shechter points out that the round challahs we have on Yom Tov when it's not Shabbos, because challah on Yom Tov is not Zecher LeMikdash. There was no changing of the Lechem HaPanim guard on Yom Tov. That was only Shabbos to Shabbos. So Yom Tov is a Yom Tov, which is not Shabbos. You're free to make whatever shape you like, and often you make it round. And Rosh Hashanah may be a particular remez to the Hamlacha, but Bechlal, Yom Tov, which is not Shabbos, there's no Kepeda to have one of the Lechem HaPanim shapes. Only on Shabbos do we prefer to have it either rectangular or canoe-shaped. So that's one aspect of the Ar Chala, which is reminiscent of the Lechem HaPanim. And the other aspect, Zohar says, that you end up with 12. 12. The common girsa is Yud Beis Chalos, which is why by some of the Rebbes, they have two big Chalos. We don't have 12 Chalos, we don't have two. So by some of the Rebbes, they would have two big Chalos and then 12, 10 little Bilkalach around for a total of 12. And the Graz, Girsa, and the Zohar is not Yud Beis Chalos, but Yud Beis Chatzoin. 12 halves, because if you cut both Chalos at each of three meals, at each of the three Sudas, you have two Chalos. You cut it in half, you cut both Chalos in half, the position of the Rosh Hashanah, you cut both Chalos, so you end up with four halves per Suda. Over the course of three Sudas, 4 times 3 is 12. For a total of 12 challahs. So that's, again, as I said before, it's a mitzvah that we're about to explore. The mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim, it's a Shabbos Dikah mitzvah on two levels. The mitzvah daraisa, Bizman Sheyesh Beis HaMikdash, that's a mitzvah daraisa, every Shabbos you put on the Lechem HaPanim and take off from the previous week. And we have the opportunity to make a Zecher LeMikdash, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, but until we, Rosh Hashem, give us opportunity to come back to Beis HaMikdash, we at least make a Zeichel Mikdash at our own tables with our own Shabbos Dikah bread. And with that in mind, let's try to explore what's the significance, though. Okay, so once in the midst of Lech HaPanim Beis HaMikdash, our challahs on Shabbos are a Zeichel to that. But let's go back to the source. What's the idea of having Lech HaPanim Beis HaMikdash to begin with? What do you mean you have bread? You know, the way the Sefer Chinuch defined the mitzvah, his thumbnail portrait in the opening paragraph, to have lechi, he doesn't use the word lechem apanim, to have bread in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, why does it have to be bread in the Beis HaMikdash? What does that mean? And what does it do for us? How does that shape us? Kadosh Baruch Hu is hungry. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs a sandwich. Well, what is this? What does this mean? So let's take a look. This the comments of Rechinich here are slightly longer than the two we looked at in the past. And Emir Tashem, very enriching. Let's take a look. Misharashi HaMitzvah. What are some of the roots of the mitzvah, some of the ways in which the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim shapes and polishes and uplifts a Jew? Shetivanu, he says, number one, Shetivanu HaKel Baruch Hu Mitzvah Temidiz B'Lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an ongoing mitzvah with bread. Why? L'fi Shebo Yichi Adam, it's a staple of life. Alkane, it's a basic part of our nutrition. That was the case for much of human history. Bread was a central axis of human nutrition. If it's such an important part of our nutrition, so it's critical that we seek to have bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam in the bread. That's such a central food. So how are we going to do that? Mitoch asakenu bo l'kayem alav mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu betuvo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechasto, gives us a mitzvah that involves bread. Why? Because if we're involved with bread in order to do a mitzvah, if we make our involvement with bread a spiritual involvement, a spiritual journey, a spiritual enterprise, because there's a mitzvah to be busy with bread. You got to bake 12 loaves every Erev Shabbos for Beis HaMikdash. So then, yiyeh haratzon v'habracha chalim aleinu, v'yizbarach b'mayano. Ribbono Shel Olam, in that case, if we get involved, and this sounds like a larger concept, if we get involved with a particular item, leman mitzvahs, that's likely to elicit bracha in that item, bracha in that area. If we have mitzvahs in the area of bread, and we're involved with asek b'mitzvah, we're involved with mitzvahs in the world of bread, so that's going to bring more bracha in the world of bread. Ki b'chol, that's it. Now he steps back and says, this is a larger yisod. Ki b'chol sha'osu bo adam ratzon, Hashem yisbarach bo hu misbarach. An area where I'm busy doing ratzon Hashem, doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, in that area there will be great bracha. That's a whole new oiskuk. That's a perspective. That's a lens through which to look at mitzvahs. Think about the parts of our lives where there are mitzvahs and where we get involved in doing mitzvahs as the parts of our lives that are most open to bracha, that will bring down bracha. And why? L'fi kol inyin ve'inyin she yasim magamas panav u'machshevosa v'asakov dvar mitzvah. In every area where our focus is dvar mitzvah, if my focus in this part of life is avos, where's the avos Hashem? L'fihen mayan habracha nove'elav. In proportion, the geyser of brachas, the spring of brachas, will flow. And he says, that's what there says. The Ramban makes this point in his Pirush al Torah. I think we mentioned in the past that most assume that the anonymous author of the Sefer HaChinuch, whoever he was a Talmud or also Talmud of a Talmud of the Ramban. So he quotes his Rebbe. Ramban points out the Pirush al Torah. He says, this idea that if I get involved in a certain aspect of life, leman mitzvah, it's going to bring bracha in that aspect of life. He says, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Havi lefanai omer v'pesach. Rebbe Hashem says, I'm going to give Klal Yisrael a mitzvah of korban ha'omer with the newly grown barley on Pesach, the first day of Cholmud Pesach, and that's when we begin Sfira Somer, because that's the day of the Karban Omer. Baruch Lechem Tzvu Shabbasados. Baruch Hashem said, bring a Karban Omer Pesach, and that way there'll be a bracha in the produce, because you're bringing a mitzvah. Your first involvement in the new crop of produce, of barley, is Karban, is mitzvahs. So there'll be bracha in the rest of the Tzvu. Naschu Lefanei Mayim Bechad. On the other end of the year, Sukkah is a special mitzvah based on mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, of pouring water. Why? Kadesh is Baruch Lechem Gishmei Bracha B'shan Abba. That will more likely to have bracha in the rain of the upcoming year. Rosh Hashanah, Tikkun Lefanei B'shofar Shel Ayil, Lizkar Kedesh Yitzchak. So I think he's focused particularly on the first two. That when the Gemara says, bring in a carbon of Omer on Pesach from the new crop, pour water on the Mizbeach over Sukkos, Nisuch HaMayim, that will elicit bracha. The Ramban is, see, if Achin is quoting the Ramban, it's not just a question of you'll bring a carbon. The carbon will elicit bracha. It's a more general concept. You're involved in mitzvahs. You're religiously oriented. Mm-hmm. You're looking, you're seeking to worship and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this aspect of your life. That aspect is more likely to be filled with Birkas Hashem in return. Mida keneged mida. And he says, the Gemara Megillah even makes a very similar type of comment about Lech HaPanim itself. Not only the Karban HaOmer on Pesach, the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. Ahalech HaMazeh bi'atzmo, about this bread itself, Lech HaPanim. What does it say in the Gemara Megillah, the last beginning of the last parak? Since the Lech HaPanim is a vehicle for doing mitzvahs. It's a tool for doing mitzvahs. And through it, we fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Therefore, Haisa HaBracha Deveika Bo Bioser. There was an unusual amount of bracha in the bread. How so? Gemara says in Megillah and elsewhere, in Yuma, that Kol Echa Min HaKohanim Shemagia Lo Mimenu Kepul Haya Saveya. They gave out, the Gemara tells us in Yuma and Pesachim at different times in history, Kohanim got different size amounts of the Lech HaPanim. As I mentioned before, they were divided in Lech HaPanim, 12 loaves. They were very large, Mishnayos Menachos described, but still, 12 loaves is 12 loaves, and divide among 1/12 of all the Kohanim, 2 out of the Mishmaros. That's a lot of people. So there were times in Jewish history when they got a Kezai, each Kohanim would get around the Kezais, and there were times in Jewish history, Gemara tells us, when the Kohanim would often get less than a Kezais, a Kipul, the size of a bean, the size of a pool. Tiny. What is that? And yet the Gemara says that when there was bracha mitsuya, when there was bracha lecha upon him, miraculously, you ate the less than a kazais, you ate the size of a bean of this lecha upon him, Kohanim felt satisfied. Miraculous. A miraculous degree of bracha. Why, says Rabban, says the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, that's the idea. If you get involved in that was an unusual degree, a miraculous degree, but there's a larger phenomenon. The involvement in bread, Laman Hashem, brings bracha in bread. And brings bracha in all bread. Brings bracha in all bread. And now the Rabban says, Eila Dvar. Now these ideas, Kigon Shulchan, these Kalim. He says, let's zoom out for a moment. We have a Shulchan specifically, one of the pieces of furniture in Mikdash, the Shulchan, one of the Kalim. As we said, there are other Kalim. He says, but if you look at the Kalim in general, the whole line of Kalim that the Torah describes in this week's Parashah, in Parashah's Truma, Eila Devarim Kigon, Shulchan Menorah Lechapanim, Karbanos, the various Kalim, the Shulchan Menorah, and the various items that were brought to Mikdash, like the Lechapanim and like the Karbanos, Bechula Nitztavinu Min Sada Mekabla. Let's look broadly. Lech HaPanim is an example of all the items of Beis HaMikdash, which are there mitzad ha-mekablim. It was meant to achieve something for us, for the receivers of bracha. He says, I've already written this in the past, and I'll reiterate this key point. Ein safek u'pikpuch u'meven im Talmud. Anyone who understands learning understands. It's a ein chasar tfunos ba'olam. No one will be so foolish as to think yachshov that besider lachem bebayis al shulchan shenani chenu shalem v'nika chenu shalem. What do you think you're accomplishing? You're taking a stack, two stacks of bread, 12 loaves all together. You put them on a table in Beis HaMikdash. So we might think, you provided for a bon shalom. Really? Karbanos, providing for Ribbono Shel Olam. Really? He says, let's start with Lech HaPanim. You have a stack of, enormous stack of bread. You put on the Shulchan, Nanichenu Shalem, two whole stacks of bread, Nikachenu Shalem. But then we remove all that bread a week later. Nothing's changed. Nothing's gone. As a matter of fact, the Gemara even says, based on Psukim and Nevi'im, that there was a nace, that it was still warm and fresh and delicious, a week later. The Vidar as it may, certainly nothing was eaten, nothing was gone, nothing was consumed in any way. You didn't burn it on the Shulchan, you just left it there, you took it off whole. Do you think for a moment that Tikabel, that Tikubal Shuma Hana Lamalachalila, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is deriving personal pleasure, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, you think Baruch Hu is hungry, he's eating the bread? Absurd. Lo b'mar v'lo b'reach v'lo b'shum tzad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not swallowing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not enjoying looking at it. It's not Baruch Hashem is enjoying the smell. So that's absurdity. We're talking about God. So why is it there? It's not for him. It's for us. Rak she'tzivanu b'kach lechefzo Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, but his Baruch Hashem's goal is not that he, so to speak, needs to be satisfied. And Baruch Hashem's goal is barechem enu barav meirov minas tuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in opening up another avenue for him to do good for us. And after all, think about it for a moment. That's what we just said before. And we said that the Sefer Chinuch said that the goal of Lacha Panim, it gives us an opportunity. Baruch Hashem wants us to have an opportunity to be oseg b'mitzvah in the world of bread, and that way there'll be more bracha in our bread. So he says, Sefer Chinuch says, what does that mean? Baruch Hashem gave us a mitzvah for us. He's not hungry for the bread. The mitzvah is meant to enable us. And he says, let's think about some other. Let's expand that idea. Gam halavona. We said before when the Sefer HaChinuch initially described the mitzvah, it's putting the lechem apadim, the 12 loaves of bread, large loaves of bread, and the lavona, the two small containers of spice, were placed on the shulchan together with the 12 loaves of lechem apadim. Now the lavona was not eaten by the kohanim. The lavona was burnt on the mizbeach. But it says even that gam halavona habayim alechem. Even the spice, shenichta ba'ish la'ashem. Torah says it's a burnt, isha goes on the fire, it goes in the ish, la'ashem. I translate that. To Hashem, for Hashem. It says, mefarshim say, that what that means is, ein min ha'lechem la'gavoa klum el la'vona. That nothing goes up to Shamayim of the Lech HaPanim except for the Levona spice and Nikteris b'chol Shabbos k'shem Masalach HaLechem. Every Shabbos they remove the old Lech HaPanim, they give out the Lech HaPanim to the Kohanim, they also remove the Levona, and that gets burnt on Mizbeach. He says, what do you think that means? Hey, you think that means, we're giving the Levona as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by putting it, burning it on the fire, so it goes up to Rabban Hashem? He says, what, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a present? He's looking for perfume. That does not mean that there's any fundamental difference between the two. It's not like, oh, the lech apan is for us to eat and levon is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to consume. Chalchas v'shal. Ki u mitzvah sakebel lechem levona echadu. It's a single mitzvah. The same concept. What do you mean? Just as, he says, just a lech apanim is an opportunity for us to do ratzon Hashem and thereby increase the bracha in our lives. Kemo shetziva akel baruch hu lahastir halechem lefanav v'naseh ritzono v'sidruhu. Just like lech apanim is an opportunity to be involved in doing mitzvahs, Hashem wants us to have the opportunity to have mitzvah involved in lechem. Naseh ritzono b'levona shetziva lahakti v'kiruah. The lech apanim, the mitzvah is to put it on, then take it off and eat it. And lavona, the mitzvah is to put it on, take it off and burn it. But you're not giving it to Hashem. Kaal elein yain yikasu atzada oskim. It's all about the people. Is the output of the mitzvah is not, oh, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's belly is full. Chali levachas. That's a narrow, heretical understanding of Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. Both the lechem, which is eaten by people, and the lavona, which is burnt on Mizbeach, they're both meant to help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah to help us. HaLechem Shnech HaLakonim, it's his eyes. Why do you say Isha Lashem? But you don't say Lashem by the lechem upon him. So lechem Shnech HaLakonim, Ein Lechtov Alav Shekul Lashem, Ki Heim Yochalu. We eat it, sort of like the language of the Gemara in Psachim. Gemara in Psachim points out a steer in Psukim. How do you understand, how do you characterize the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif? So Gemara's a steer in Psukim, I believe it's a steer, if I remember correctly, between Emor and Re'eh. What should we describe Simchas Yamtiv as a Simcha Lashem or a Simcha Lachem? Atzeres Lashem Lakecha or Atzeres Tia Lachem? It's a Yamtiv Lashem or Yamtiv to us. So the Gemara says those two psukim describe two different modalities in Simchas Yamtiv. And the Gemara wants to know, how do you choose? Lachem means physical simcha, eating and drinking, having a Sudas Yantiv. Lashem means that we're supposed to engage in spiritual simcha. Learning, according to Ramban in his Asak and Sefer Mitzvahs, it includes Halel, the Halachic Kumzitz, spiritual simcha. So the Gemara is Machlokas to Blazer Yeshua, so how do you reconcile these two seemingly contradictory images? What Simchas Yantiv looks like? Is it physically expressed or spiritually expressed? Rabbi Leza says it's disjunctive. You have to choose one or the other, either Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem. And we pass like the Tana Rabbi Yoshua, who disagrees with his peer Blazer. He says, no. It's not either or. It's this and that. It's conjunctive. Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lachem. You divide the day of Yomtiv. Part of the half the day you spend on physical simcha, half the day you spend on spiritual simcha. There's a fascinating sugya, and it's an example of the language phenomenon that the Sefer Chinuch is pointing out, and he's understanding it's not just in the language of Chazal, it's in the language of the Psukim, and after all, that Gemara is also interpreting Psukim, that Lashem means a mitzvah where people are not deriving physical benefit. So, to spend time to enjoy Yom Tov through learning, to enjoy Yom Tov through singing, to enjoy Yom Tov through Hallel, that's called a Simcha Lashem. What you mean? It's not as though like we're serenading HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is happy. It's not that Hashem is happy because we're singing, He enjoys our kumzitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want us to engage in that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants us to engage in Simcha Saguf, in Achila Shtiyah. But we call it Lashem when there's no physical pleasure for the person involved. Otherwise we'll call it Lachem. He says, Isha Lahashem, we say the Lavona is a burnt offering. It's something that goes on the fire, Lashem. It's true not only of the Lavona, it's true of the Karbanos, the more typical Karbanos as well. So it doesn't mean it's not Lashem that you're giving it as a present to Hashem because Hashem needs your presence. It means it's an Esek mitzvah. I'm involved in Avos Hashem in a way that does not involve personal, physical pleasure. So that's why we refer to the Lavona, which is burnt on his back, as the Isha Lashem. But the Lechem Apanim is also a mitzvah, also Avos Hashem. But since it also involves physical pleasure, I get to eat it. And as we said, I have great sense of physical, gastronomical satisfaction, even from eating just a kippul. We weren't described as Lashem, because it's an Avos Hashem, which I also physically enjoy. But he says, don't make the mistake of thinking that Lashem means this is a present to God and that's not a present to God. Neither is a present to Hashem, both are Avodas Hashem. Hashem's given us the opportunity, the privilege, to be over to Him in this way. Here he says it. Kilal. Any situation where there's no physical pleasure, all it is osimimena mitzvah's boro, v'kula lagari v'mitzvah, I'm going to benefit from it later. But in the moment, it's only a dvar mitzvah, there's no physical pleasure, that's when we would say, kulo lashem. In other words, kulo mashini kanes kulo b'mitzvah so. We're all in, purely doing this, because that was God's command. No human being ate it, no human being had any other physical pleasure. And he talks about smell. And he explains that's the idea of Reach Nichoach. Vayarach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach. Quotes Rashi. So that means it gives expression to the fact that we were involved in doing that which Rabbi Shalom wants. Zehu Shenira Lanu Beinyan Sidur Halachem Beveis Hashem. And the Sefer Chinuch says the Rambam is a different approach. Rambam says he's not sure what the significance of Lech HaPanim is. He ends the paragraph by calling the language of the Rambam the Morne Vuchim, Nechelek Gimel. Sefer Chinuch says, Rambam wasn't sure, here's my suggestion. That Rav Moshe wanted to give us the opportunity to be involved in this, involved in Avos Hashem, this part of our life, and that would bring bracha. And again, as Sefer Chinuch said, that's true of all karbanos. Any Isha Hashem. Point is, it's an opportunity to get to involve ourselves in Divrei Mitzvah in that aspect of our lives. And let's take this one step further. This concludes the Sefer Chinuch's discussion here of this concept, here in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin, here in the Mitzvah of Lech HaPanim. The truth is, we could expand it more. And it's an idea that Sefer Chinuch picks up with elsewhere. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. L'fika Chirbam Torah Mitzvos. How do you understand that? Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mezake the Jewish people. That's why he gave them lots of mitzvos. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have a lot of zechuyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have the chance to have many merits. Many zechusin. So that's why he gave us many mitzvos. The logic seems to be contrary. Right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a lot of zechuyos, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to win, so to speak, so then he should have given us very few mitzvahs that we could reiterate and reiterate many times. Give us one mitzvah. We'll specialize in that one mitzvah. We'll do it really well. We'll do that mitzvah constantly. Why do you have so many different mitzvahs? If Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, is so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have many zechuyos, so give us one mitzvah and we'll focus on that. You have so many different mitzvahs. It makes it harder, not easier. It doesn't seem to set us up for easy success. So what's the logic there? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mezakeh the Jewish people, that's why he gave us such a plethora, such a diverse array of mitzvahs. I believe it's the Sefer HaChinuch himself who says elsewhere, earlier in the Sefer, that Sefer HaChinuch says earlier in the Sefer, that it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have many zechuyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us opportunity to cleanse ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the opportunity to polish the full richness, the full breadth of a human being, the full breadth of a person. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. So how's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as very multifaceted beings? Human beings have so many different aspects to our bodies, to our personality, to our property, to our desires, to our talents, our intellect. So Ribbono Shel Olam gave us many different mitzvahs so that there could be a mitzvah for every area of life. And as we've seen, the overall theme of the Sefer HaChinuch is to seek to understand every mitzvah. In what way does this mitzvah uplift us? In what way does this mitzvah polish us? In what way does this mitzvah give us opportunity to mold ourselves, to shape ourselves, to improve ourselves, improve some aspect of me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us such an array, such a diverse list of mitzvahs. So there's a mitzvah, there'll be mitzvahs for every aspect of life. There are mitzvahs to do with eating, there are mitzvahs to do with clothing, there are mitzvahs to do with housing, there are mitzvahs to do with family relationships, there are mitzvahs to do with friends, and so mitzvahs have to do with money, and so on and so forth. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have the opportunity to polish and shape and uplift every part of ourselves, so he gave us such an array of mitzvahs. If we put those two pieces together, that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gave us a long list of mitzvahs so that there will be mitzvah opportunities in every aspect of life, if you marry that to what the Sefer HaChinuch writes here, then not only does it mean that through the diverse array of mitzvahs, there's an opportunity to shape and uplift and change ourselves, it also means that in every area of life, there'll be opportunities to bring bracha into our lives. So he said as an example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the opportunity to bring bracha into our bread, so he gives us a mitzvah to be busy with bread. As we said, the din mitzvah daraisa, Klal Yisrael would fulfill every Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash, and Leider, nowadays we have no Beis HaMikdash, but at least we have a Zeichel HaMikdash in every Shabbos table. The Chalos, Shabbos Chalos. So that's the opportunity to bring bracha into the bread throughout the week. So, but it's not only bread for which we have mitzvahs. Every act, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas is Israel. Here, Blam Torah mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives such a ribui mitzvahs, not just quantity, but diverse array. There are mitzvahs for every aspect of life, which is an opportunity to shape ourselves, shape every aspect of ourselves, and to bring bracha, Birtzos Hashem, into every aspect of our lives. Birtzos Hashem, we should be zoche b'karav, to not only fulfill this mitzvah through learning about it, and through yearning for it, and through the zeichel mikdash of the lechem on our own shulchan shal Shabbos, should zoche b'heirat to be able to fulfill this mitzvah in the full sense, to watch the kohanim putting lechem apadim on the shulchan every single Shabbos. Rabbosai, thank you so much.
Yes, Shukar, thank you very much. Thank you.